Personal relationship value number 3. Accept your partner. The number one need in all people, including you and your partner, is the need for acceptance. The number one fear among all people, including you and your partner, is that of rejection. So the message should be obvious. There should be no higher calling for you than to meet your partner's need for acceptance. But the problem is that when relationships get sideways, the spirit of acceptance is the first thing that goes out the window. You get upset over an event in your relationship, you get a chip on your shoulder, you get angry, you get frustrated, and as a result, you soon find yourself behaving in a way that makes your partner feel unaccepted. And once you do that, once you send the message that you are rejecting rather than accepting, he or she begins to feel so unacceptable that withdrawal or retaliation takes place, and the war is on. The spirit of acceptance is a core requirement for nourishing a reconnection. When you exhibit a spirit that indicates that you accept your partner, you're saying that even though you may not like everything that your partner is doing, things are still okay. We're going to get along right now, and most importantly, we're going to feel safe with one another. You're saying that despite our differences in personality and temperament, despite all the things I sometimes wish you were or weren't, the bottom line is that I accept you for who you are, and I will always be there for you. I hope you're beginning to understand why I say you have so much power to influence your relationship. Genuine change with your partner is never going to happen unless you first let your partner know that you are able to knock that chip off your shoulder, put aside your frustrations and anger and disappointment, put aside your critical perfectionism, and display a benevolent spirit. You need to make it known that you will be a safe, loving place for your partner to fall. If your partner experiences in you the spirit of acceptance, then it is most likely that he or she will find you approachable. By having two partners that are moving toward one another, rather than both trying to seek safety from the pain, the chances of reconciliation are dramatically improved. I often wonder how troubled relationships would turn out if couples spent as much time and emotional energy finding and focusing on things to admire in one another, as opposed to spending that same energy focusing on and picking away at those things they don't like. Pain is the price you pay for resisting the natural order of things. And nothing is more natural than supporting and accepting your intimate partner. What I'm telling you here is to lighten up. Get off your partner's back. He or she is never going to be perfect, just as you will never be. Resolve in your heart to approach your partner with a benevolent spirit. I think you will be amazed at what you get back.